It's 8:57, 42 degrees. Time to check on commodity markets this morning. We bring in Bill Gentry from Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian. Glad to be with you again. Starting the day, dollar trade up just a little bit, while the crude trade is off better than half a dollar. We did not see any sales announced on the USDA's overnight reporting system, which is a little bit of a disappointment. Current price action, currently May corn down a half at 373.5. July corn down 3/4 at 381.75, and new crop December down 3/4 at 396.25. Soybeans, down about a penny and a quarter basis to May at 1018.5. July 1029.25, down 3/4, and new crop November down 1 cent at 1019.5. Soybean meal currently up about 60 cents basis to May at $373 a ton, and soybean oil down about 15 basis to May at $31.43. Switching to the Chicago wheat market, currently down about a penny and a half in the May at 447.5. July, 464.75, down 1.75. Kansas City wheat, down 3.5 basis to May at 460.5. And July wheat, 479.75, down 3.75. Minneapolis wheat, also defensive. May Minneapolis wheat is down 4 at 589. And July is 597.5, down 4.25, and September is down 4.5 at 603.75. Looking at the hogs and cattle, looks like they're mixed, with cattle up a little and hogs off better than half a dollar. Yesterday afternoon, a private source in Brazil's agro consultant raised soybean production estimate to 118.9 million metric tons, which is well above the USDA's 113 million metric ton figure. Their corn crop estimate was 88 million metric tons, well below the USDA's 94.5 million metric ton estimate. Market focus turning towards tomorrow's USDA quarterly grain stocks and prospective planting acreage numbers. Corn stocks are expected to be 8.703 billion bushels in a range between 8.55 and 8.881. Bean stocks are expected to be 2.03 billion bushels in a range between 1.81 and 2.11 billion bushels. Wheat stocks are expected to be 1.498 billion bushels in a range between 1.45 and 1.64. Acreage estimates for corn average 89.42 million in the range between 87.55 and 91. Soybean average acreage estimate is 91.06 in a range between 89.9 and 92.6. All wheat average acreage estimate is 32.52 billion bushels or million acres, and fund activity remains in the driver's seat. Looking at export demand, Mexico has taken more corn so far this year than last, 267 million versus 249 million bushels last year. This will still leave a year-over-year lull in shipments. Japan is nearly 50 million bushels behind year-ago numbers. Shipments to South Korea are less than half of what they were a year ago. Several other countries are considerably behind year-ago levels. Growing concern over this has the quarterly grain stocks number in motion tomorrow. We may see a little bit bigger number than trade expects. Keep in mind, ethanol production and inventory numbers due out shortly. That could give the market a little bit of an influence. Thanks, Brian, and we hope everybody has a great day.
All right, Bill, thank you very much. It's 43 degrees here in Urbana at 9 o'clock. Let's take a quick glance at current conditions across the listening area. We're at 38 degrees in Bloomington Normal, 41 degrees in Decatur with calm conditions, 42 right now in Danville, northeast wind at 7 miles per hour, 42 degrees with some fog still being reported in Charleston, Mattoon, a northeast wind at 6 miles per hour, and right now 43 degrees in Rantoul with a northeast wind at 6 miles per hour. In your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard today, some patchy morning fog, otherwise mostly cloudy skies at a high of 58 degrees, north wind around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy with rain likely tonight, down to a low of 44. Cloudy, rain likely again for the day tomorrow with a high of 48 degrees. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01.